A recent incident of a dog dying after getting caught in a snare has some Fremont County residents changing their dog walking habits and calling for increased restrictions on trapping. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
Karen Zoller's two rescue dogs, Macy and Izza, love to run and explore. So she takes them to trails like this one in the Shoshone National Forest, where she can let them off leash. But lately, she's had to be careful when she takes her dogs out on public land.
So is this a place where you would worry about traps?
Good question.
About a month ago, Zoller was running on a trail north of Ocean Lake, just outside of Pavilion, with her one-year-old mutt named Mac.
Mac. I found him on the side of the road. He was just a mix, but he was a medium size. His ears pointed up. He looked a little, I don't know, some lab qualities. Just cute. Just the sweetest thing. Kind-hearted.
Zoller and Mac were running along when Mac strayed off the trail a bit.
And then, boom, I saw Mac's body flip.
So she ran over to him and saw that his neck had been caught in a snare.
And I find him, and it was a neck snare, and I couldn't get it, and he's in respiratory distress, and I was trying to undo the snare, and he was just going down, down, and he died right in my arms, and I couldn't do anything.
Zoller called her husband. They couldn't get the snare to release, so they had to load Mac's body into their truck with the snare still attached. They called the Fremont County Sheriff's Office. An officer came and did an investigation.
Looked at the situation and looked at the snare, took some pictures, and said that everything is legal.
In Wyoming, you need a license and a permit to trap or snare animals on public land. But you don't have to tell anyone what kind of trap you're using or even where you're putting it. And there's no buffer zone around popular hiking trails. The day after Mac died, Zoller posted on a local Facebook group about what happened. Debate ensued and some outrage. Lots of people said they weren't aware that traps were a risk on popular hiking trails. In response, the Lander Game and Fish Office organized a workshop to teach people how to release a trap or snare if their pet gets caught in one. Local trapper Alan Sinner volunteered to lead the workshop.
The dog comes up, sniffs it, gets hit. Okay, don't panic. Just work fast.
But it wasn't an easy job. Some people were more interested in debating trapping regulations.
I'd like to stay on track with the trap release thing. I really would. If that's okay. I mean, can we all just kind of cool down a little bit? I mean, I'm more down. You know, is that okay with everybody? Can we kind of move on to the trap part? Okay.
Tonight is about learning to release.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
Eventually, Sinner starts to show people how to release traps. He passes around different kinds of snares, and folks practice snapping them with wire cutters.
Oh, that was easy.
Okay. Now.
A few people try pressing down on the levers of a foothold trap.
Use your feet. Get closer to the trap. Then push down on the
lever. Definitely might bite you.
There you go.
Phil Pfister was there representing the Wyoming Trappers Association, which co-sponsored the workshop. He says if you're going to walk your dog on public land in Wyoming, especially without a leash, it's your responsibility to learn how to release a trap.
When everybody is doing their due diligence, I think things can be taken different and can be handled differently as well without regulations.
Out in the parking lot, he introduces me to his own dog.
So this is Franklin.
Come on,
hi,
get
Franklin.
Out.
Yeah, that's my trapping dog.
When I ask about how he keeps Franklin safe while he's out setting traps, Pfister reaches into a seat back pocket and pulls out a leash.
One thing I like to do is live by example.
One thing Pfister doesn't want to see is any changes to trapping regulations. But since Mac's death, a group in Fremont County has been talking about doing just that. They've been writing letters, making phone calls, but the Game and Fish Commission isn't scheduled to sit down and review Wyoming's trapping regulations until 2022. For now, folks are arming themselves with heavy-duty wire cutters and as much preventative education as possible. A month after losing her dog, Karen Zoller is glad for that silver lining. But she says running with her dogs will never be quite the same.
You get this sense of living in fear, and it's like, you know, I don't want to sit in my house and live in fear, so I have to take those baby steps, and you know, we went back to the lake. Of course, I don't want to go alone. So me and my husband, we actually have the wire cutters every time because you don't know if snares are out there.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr in Lander.